One of the more controversial areas that I get into on this program and life in general is the area of cell phones for children. The allotment behind our home has multiple young children. Many, many. Virtually all the 10, 11, and 12-year-olds back there have cell phones. My children do not. My children get cell phones when they're in college. I did an article in a Catholic newspaper. That was not an article. It was a column. A couple months ago on cell phones. And I talked about what I saw as the problems and the risks of premature cell phone possession. There was a letter to the editor disagreeing with me, and this gentleman had written a book, and he had a number of kids, and he was saying all the ways that, you know, that I was wrong. Well, he's welcome to have his opinion, but I personally think some of his reasoning was very shaky. For example, he said something like, well, you know, you have a cell phone, so you have something to take away from them. Using that kind of logic, why don't you just buy them a red convertible Corvette? Then you got something really big to take away from them. Hey, we're going to go to Europe. No, you better be good or I'm going to take it away from you. What kind of logic is that? To give a kid something so you can take it away and use it as discipline. That's a commentary on your discipline, in my opinion. And then it talked about you can always go on to the log through the company and find out who your kid's been talking to. And my response to that is, how many parents are going to do that? Of all you people listening, all 12 to 15 of my listening audience at this moment, how many of you have contacted Altel or Sprint or whomever carries your phone and said, I'd like to look at the phone log? Come on, let's be real about this. Well, nevertheless, I got this article in front of me here that really hit me hard. I knew this was happening. I, again, underestimated the extent that it's happening. Brent Bozell, very, very much involved in media, very much involved in a watchdog group, Parents Television Council, talking about cell phones. Sexting, all right? Sexting, S-E-X-T-I-N-G. Essentially what it is you send images or texts via a cell phone that are radically physically inappropriate. And if your kid doesn't do it, well, he can still be the recipient of it. A survey of 1,280 teenagers and young adults found that 20% of teenagers and 33% of young adults ages 20 to 26 said they had sent or posted nude or semi-nude photos of themselves. The numbers were higher for the kids who would admit that they've received such images. 31% of teens and 46% of young adults. They know it rarely stays private. 72% of teens, 68% of young adults agreed that such pictures often end up being, quote, seen by more than the intended recipients. Now, one might say, Dr. Ray, my children are not going to do that. Okay, I believe you. I believe you think that anyway. But see, for me, the question is, what is the purpose of a 12 and 13-year-old having a cell phone? So that the risk of, 31% of teens. So there's a one-third risk your kid's going to get bad photos of other kids. My daughter, who is 18, almost 19 in college now, has her own cell phone. 6 months ago, whatever it was, yeah, she definitely got some quite perverse messages from a young man that we traced it to. There's a daddy on the other end of that 18-year-old girl. Now, am I reacting because it happened to me? No. I'm simply saying this is another factor in this premature possession that has taken over our culture of 10, 11, 12, and 13, and 14-year-olds having cell phones. Heck, you get to 15 and your kid doesn't have a cell phone, you're a weirdo. You're Amish. Amish are not weirdo. I'm simply commenting on their cultural approach in some people's eyes. You're a Neanderthal. You're a throwback. You're not with it. You're a, well, you're on a watch group. Just another example of technology that has to be kept an eye on, whether you like it or not. But Dr. Ray, listen, that's a real world out there. And kids are going to have cell phones, and cell phones are part of our social fabric. And I like the fact that they can keep in touch with me, and I like the fact that I know where they are, and I like the fact that et cetera, et cetera. Well, there are ways around that, much safer ways than giving 13-year-olds basically unlimited access to anybody, anywhere, any who. And one, and many, see, here's the problem. And this is the thing I think the guy didn't recognize when he wrote the letter to the editor. He was commenting from his experience. And his experience as a father of many children was that we've had no problems. To which I would say, well, good for you. That's great. I'm glad you had no problems. I'm commenting from experience of a very, very broad sample size of people that I see every day, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of folks over the years now, that have had problems. So if we say, I've had no problems, well then, okay, good. I'm commenting from a general perspective. Typically what happens is that folks disagree until it happens to them. And then all of a sudden, it has emotional meaning. The question becomes, at what risk? If you say, well, you know, it's only a one-third chance my kid's going to get naked photos of somebody. It's only a one-third chance. A one-third chance over how long a period of time? You know, this survey said one-third of the kids and how many of the, and half of the young adults, 20 to 26, received it. They didn't ask for it, maybe. They just got it. Okay. That was at one point in time. What if you went out another year with that group? How many more? See, it's a cumulative effect. Sadly, you combine cultural immorality with cultural technology, and you've got a real problem for parents to try to monitor and control. I heard this analogy once. We are becoming moral three-year-olds with machine guns. There is nothing inherently bad about a cell phone, as long as it's used well and morally. However, when you put it in the hands of a young kid, you're basically assuming that the child has the maturity, the responsibility, the trustworthiness to deal with whatever comes his or her way, and to resist the temptation to do what that cell phone would enable them to do.